Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is now 7:03. As a cold slams DFW, chapstick sales are skyrocketing to DEFCON 1. It is cold outside.
As a matter of fact, it's in the low to mid-20s in some places.
So Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says break out those winter clothes.
Bundle up this morning. Temperatures have fallen below freezing across North Texas, 20s north and west. Yep, and we're below freezing at DFW. It is the first official freeze of the fall season. Make sure you warm your cars up this morning. Get that frost off.
A lot of big coats and people rushing to put gas in their cars. And KRLD's Russell Scott has been talking to some people this morning. And Russell, what are you finding out there this morning, sir?
I'm finding a lot of people don't want to stop and talk when it's less than 32 degrees, like it is here in Mesquite right now. People with big coats on, people running in, running out. Dan, I'll tell you that one person was wearing shorts as he ran into the 7-Eleven to get something. He didn't want to stop and talk either. But I did catch up with a few people who were willing to stop at talk at this 7-Eleven off of I-30 here in Mesquite.
It's cold. It's cold. I mean, there's another way to put it. But I work in coolers too, so it's nothing new.
About to go to work. Just bundling up.
I'm good, but I'm kind of in a hurry right now. Thank you.
And now I don't know if he was really in a hurry or he was just freezing cold like he looked like. But again, people are dealing with it, they tell me. Just bundled up with jackets and gloves, and I've seen a few beanie caps as well to keep their head warm. Live in Mesquite, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. It's been a frigid night across North Texas. Definitely not a good time to sleep outside.
The homeless must find shelters on freezing nights, and many communities have places to go. For example, Fort Worth has the Presbyterian Night Shelter and the Union Gospel Mission. Dallas has Austin Street Center and Oak Lawn United Methodist Church. Other communities also have options, including Addison, Arlington, Denton, Ennis, Garland, Grand Prairie, Plano, and Richardson. And if you need specific help, calling 211 is a great resource for information and referrals to find shelter from the cold this winter. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, this week's snap is bringing some concerns about the state's power grid.
The rise in data centers is straining what is already a tight grid. Earlier this year, the governor signing legislation that gives the PUC the power to remotely disconnect what are described as large loads as a way to conserve electricity.
Well, they give them 24 hours notice, and they can dispatch them for as long as they need them off.
Michael Jewell with the Conservative Energy Network says data centers are on board with this plan. They buy electricity on the open market, and during a power crunch like Winter Storm Uri, that price goes through the roof. From the 24-hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth is getting into the holiday spirit with a large tree lighting tonight.
Organizers say this year's 86-foot-tall Norway spruce is the tallest live Christmas tree in Texas and is 11 feet taller than this year's tree in New York City's Rockefeller Center. A holiday concert gets underway in Sundance Square at 6 o'clock with a countdown leading directly to a 7 o'clock lighting of the tree. The tree was harvested in the northern section of Michigan's Lower Peninsula and was decorated over the past several weeks. Thousands of lights and hundreds of hand-painted ornaments created by Fort Worth artists make up the decor of the tree. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another North Texas city is holding a meeting discussing its future with DART.
Addison joined Dallas Area Rapid Transit when the agency was created in 1983, but now city leaders are considering withdrawing from DART. There's a special city council meeting tonight in Addison to discuss whether to call an election for May 2nd to let citizens vote on the issue. DART member cities can hold those elections every 6 years. So far, Plano, Highland Park, Farmers Branch, and Irving have all scheduled elections for next spring to let voters decide if they should leave DART. Officials in those cities say they've been contributing too much to the regional transit operation and that not enough of their residents use DART services to justify the cost. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Dallas police fired two employees after hearings with Chief Como. Officer Scott Simpson is dismissed after arrest for unauthorized release of body cam footage. And trainee Adrian Alcorta is also cut loose following a family violence misdemeanor arrest. Fort Worth Police Department issues 326 citations and arrests 29 people in their latest crackdown on aggressive panhandling. President Trump this morning is praising Dallas County on Truth Social for, quote, going all paper ballots. But that doesn't tell the whole story. The change was a vote by county Republicans to hand count ballots in their own March primary only, while the rest of the county continues to use standard voting machines with a paper audit trail as required by Texas state law.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
LD. Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, it is cold this morning, 7:23 now and 30 degrees. I'm Joe Kelly as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing on DFW's only all-news morning show.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins has filed to serve for a fifth term as the top elected leader in the county. Jenkins says there are several unexpected events since taking office in 2011 that has shaped his time as county judge.
Migrant children, West Nile virus, Ebola, COVID. Those are things that we didn't plan to happen, obviously, but they did happen. And so we work constantly to prepare for those things.
Jenkins filed the paperwork, kicking off his reelection at the Dallas County Democratic headquarters. Moving forward, he wants to put more focus on the growing mental health problem facing the country.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, guys, December came in like a bear.
Maybe it means it goes out like a bull. I would hope so. But yesterday was really ugly. And it was a combination of things. A lot of it was the fact that we'd had such a big run-up, I think, and there was some profit-taking, carrying it into the new month. Also, some concerns about interest rates. Interest rates are headed the wrong way. I mean, the Fed's about to cut interest rates next week, and the 10-year rate is up. It was briefly below 4. Now it's 4.11%, so and up again this morning. So that is an area of some concern. That said, we still look higher across the board. Now, yesterday the Dow dropped, 427 points? We look up 85 right now, so not going to get it all back at once. But the NASDAQ's up 105. The S&P average is up 20. We did see some buying late in the day yesterday. They were nibbling at some of the Magnificent Seven stocks. After all, those are the ones that have really made it this year. Those are the ones that have just been absolutely remarkable. In fact, you take Alphabet and NVIDIA alone, make up a third of the S&P 500's gains this year. They're up 34% for the year combined. You take those out, it's not quite as attractive. The Cyber Monday looks good. We're still getting some figures in. Walmart has announced they had the biggest Black Friday and Cyber Monday in history, and Walmart yesterday hit a new all-time high. They've been around a long time. Crude's down 17 cents, 59.15. Gold's lower by $36, 42.38. As we mentioned, the 10-year raise up to 4.11%. But right now, the Dow looks a little better. Looks up 103, the NASDAQ up 115, the S&P up 21. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Dallas City leaders hope a proposed hybrid plan will keep Fair Park attractive all year long and not just for the State Fair of Texas.
Councilmember Adam Bazaldua says the plan includes partnering with nonprofits like the Cotton Bowl Foundation and bringing in private partners while keeping the city in charge of core operations, from more festivals to community events and even more retail, restaurant, and hotel space. Parks and Rec Director John Jenkins says Fair Park is an untapped economic engine for the region. The spark in ideas is stemming from a recent ending of a six-year management deal with the Oakview Group. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is talk of Texas getting another interstate highway like 20 or 35 or 45 converted from a U.S. highway with traffic lights. TxDOT came out with a report about possibly turning Highway 287 into an interstate. That would give drivers a 670-mile freeway from Port Arthur, way down there, to Amarillo, way up there. Right now, there isn't a way to go only interstate from those two cities. 287 also runs through most of the DFW area. The state would have to upgrade close to 95% of the highway to meet the standards for an interstate. That's all, you know, but at least 5% of it's done. The cost of the project could hit $25 billion. 727. In sports, the Mavs flip a 17-point deficit into one of their most complete wins of the year, a 131-121 takedown of the Nuggets on the road.
Now Nembhard throws it up ahead. Coop, the alley-oop.
And the rookies were great. Cooper Flagg had 24. Ryan Nembhard, 28.10 assist double-double. Head coach Jason Kidd, proud of the effort.
The character in that locker room, no matter who puts on a Mavs uniform, they come out and trust one another. They play hard.
Anthony Davis, dominant with 32 points and 13 boards in his second game back after that extended absence. Dallas hit 16 threes. They ripped off an 18-5 run in the final stretch.
John, you know how I feel when you say double-double, and I really wish you would stop that.
Well, you know.
Cheeseburger.
Now I'm craving it out.
I don't think it's open quite yet.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.